It's life-threatening. We're going to see big storm surge.
Florida Governor Rick Scott on Thursday afternoon getting his state ready for Hermine, but agriculturally, that storm's biggest threat could be after it crosses North Florida.
As it stands now, about 20% of the nation's cotton crop is in the path of Hermine.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Mark Brusberg speaking to us Thursday afternoon saying Hermine could track right across the cotton areas of South Georgia, South and North Carolina, bringing
inundating rain anywhere between 5 and 10 inches locally and high winds.
Just what the cotton right now does not need.
Some of those areas did need rain, but the problem is now the cotton is starting to open up,
which makes that cotton vulnerable to wind and rain damage. Now, as we started the week, 30% of Georgia cotton had bolls open, South Carolina 13%, North Carolina 20%, but now you can safely add another 12% to those figures.
So more of the crop is vulnerable now to potential damage.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.